She screenshotted their conversation from that morning.
Can't talk right now, in a meeting. Maybe later? Yeah, maybe.
Pasted it into chat with two different prompts. First time. Pattern indicators, vague commitments, deflection, lack of concrete follow-up. This suggests emotional unavailability. Second time, different framing. Setting appropriate boundaries, managing capacity. This shows healthy communication. Both about the same three texts. Both felt true. Schrödinger's text message, dismissive and healthy, until she decided which to believe. She went deeper. His birthday, saved in her calendar months ago, the dates circled like a promise she'd made to no one. She pasted it into chat. His birthday. His birth time, she'd asked for it weeks ago, slipped it into a conversation like it was nothing. Ask for his Enneagram type, his astrology, anything the numbers could tell her that he wouldn't. Type 7, fear of being trapped. Or type 9, conflict avoidant, depending on which version of him she described. She opened the human design calculator, typed his birthday in. Manifesting generator. Needs to respond to life rather than initiate. Works in bursts, needs freedom, can feel trapped by rigid commitments. Of course it fit. Everything fit. That was the problem with frameworks. They were mirrors, not maps. They described him perfectly and explained nothing.